On February 2nd, as the Comcast executives were sounding out Mitchell about a possible bid, Gold, Roy, and their colleagues from Shamrock made a critical appearance at ISS, stressing Disney's poor financial performance and its unresponsive board. Mitchell from Disney explained the reforms the board had implemented and its intentions to institute more formal and detailed succession planning. It took ISS just 9 days to reach a decision, making it the first major independent shareholder services firm to weigh in on the Roy and Gold campaign. On February 11th, the same day as the Comcast bid, ISS issued a stinging rebuke to Eisner's leadership. The firm noted the stock price was where it had been in 1998 and questioned Disney's uncertain prospects. The recent announcement of the Pixar-Disney divorce and the failure of Disney's retail operations lead one to ponder future growth and strategy at a company whose chairman and CEO has been distracted by boardroom drama. Sadly, it has often appeared that reconstructing the board was aimed more at quieting healthy boardroom dissent rather than creating it. Board ties to Disney management are omnipresent. The lines between management and board are blurred. The latest revelation of the SEC investigation and potential settlement over non-disclosure highlights the depths to which non-independence and nepotism were the norm at Disney. At the end of the day, all roads lead back to Eisner. For 20 years, Disney's revolving door for board members and management has had one constant, Mr. Eisner. The boardroom battles and management departures which predate the Disney Gold campaign are disappointing, expensive, distracting, and not in the best interest of shareholders. If there ever were a case of separating the roles of chairman and CEO, this company is the poster child. ISS recommended that shareholders vote withhold for Eisner, though it spared the other directors at least temporarily, saying shareholders could wait a year to see if reforms take hold, and if not, shareholders may be best served by boardroom change. Disney issued a statement saying it found ISS's recommendation on Eisner to be inexplicable and unjustified, and hailed his commitment to governance and transparency. But even as the media all but ignored the recommendation in light of the Comcast bid, there was no hiding the gloom in Orlando. Because of ISS's prominence, its independence, its conservative reputation, and its broad array of clients, the decision was a watershed for Roy and Gold and a potentially devastating setback to Disney. Although some Disney directors, Judith Estrin in particular, seized on the language about separating the chairman and CEO to argue that the ISS verdict was more about the structure of corporate governance rather than Eisner personally, that seemed like grasping at straws. However the decision was construed, it was the first indication to Disney that Roy and Gold might have to be taken seriously. Presentations to ISS and other shareholder advisory concerns are ordinarily closed to the public and the media, but many clients of the advisory firms like ISS participate via conference call, and in one of these sessions, to the Council of Institutional Investors, I am listening in. After introductory remarks by Gold, Shamrock's Michael McConnell outlined